If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Jeremy Hogle from MegaPros Home Repair, Remodel, and Renovation Experts. The law offices of David Schluter, Certified Financial Planner Tim Stearns, and Kelly Mickley from Executive Green Carpet Cleaning. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. It's going to be a great show because the Charlie Romiliotis from Blackhawks Radio is doing sports. So it's kind of, I'm really looking forward to see how the show goes. But we start every show with Elwood Buddy, how many miles in Chicago? Jeremy is doing his best Sarah Leonard impersonation, coming in hot after the show starts. 312-981-7200. We are here until 1 o'clock to help you with all of your real estate, mortgage, housing needs. Let's go around the horn, ladies. First, Kelly Mickley, Executive Green Carpet Cleaning. How are you?
Hi, nice to be here. We're happy to be back.
Super Bowl is tomorrow, or yes. The big game. Sorry, I don't know if we're going to get in trouble. Big game tomorrow. A lot of people are going to have people at their home spilling stuff, dropping stuff inadvertently, ground in Cheetos and ground in dip and ground in
spilled drinks.
So probably good to have you on speed dial.
Yes. Give us a call. You can call or text us at 630-990-8600.
And we're going to go over to Tim Stearns. I'm looking at David Schluter. Tim Stearns, we talked on the way over about companies that have plans that who are supposed to talk to their planners on a yearly basis due to the fiduciary responsibility. And that doesn't happen a lot, does it?
No, it does not. And, what we're doing with a lot of people is we're showing them a better way to go about it and that we're going to give them better service as well.
All right. What else are we talking about, bud?
Well, everyone knows how to accumulate money, we hope.
Yep.
And we see that a lot, but they don't know how to decumulate, and we're going to go over that today.
All right. Phone number for our listeners who want to reach out to get a free consultation of their current financial situation.
1-800-640-2256. That's 1-800-640-2256.
Dave Schluter, real estate attorney, trust planning expert. You do all of Team Hochberg's real estate closings. Thank you for that. You're looking taller today, Dave. You wearing lifts or something?
I got a huge haircut. I was looking like Paul McCartney.
Okay. I don't said nobody ever, but that's fine. In your mind, if you think that way, we'll go with it. What are we talking about?
Just want to give a shout-out to the Cook County taxpayers who got a one-month reprieve, probably because of your speeches, David. So their bills are now due in April. And I'll be talking about a person who called me that they didn't have an attorney review a commercial lease, and then they obligated themselves for 5 years, multiple six figures, and then were denied their business license, which made the lease worthless. We're going to talk about how to avoid that hand grenade.
Also, we have a emailer. I talked to this gentleman yesterday, Tom from Oak Lawn. John from Oak Lawn. He goes by Tom. That's his safe name, in case anybody wants to know. If you come across John in Oak Lawn, you call him Tom, he'll know that he's got to back down. A question for you about inheriting property, which I thought was good. I talked to him like way above my pay grade. So we're going to talk about that in the mailbag coming up. And also, special shout out to Terry Preckwinkle. Okay, we'll be talking about that. I was at the county board meeting on Thursday. Tony did an excellent job editing it. I went in there, cleaned up. I misspoke a couple of times. So I went in there and apologized. I'll talk about that during the mailbag. Jeremy is not here, so we will play this. He is on the way whenever. No, that's Mr. Floor. Don't call. Okay.
He'll take the business.
We're off to a roaring start. Hold on. Let's try this one. There we go.
Megapros.com.
Okay. So we're going to throw it to the break right now. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back. Center Guard Plumbing, the only plumbing company that I trust to touch the pipe. My pipes, David Schluter, that are in my house. So I want to clarify that. They came out, had to order some parts. Brand new house, 3.5 years old, 4 years old in March. The plumbing contractor that my GC hired was a complete disaster. and missing parts and things. So we're finding more and more stuff. So thank God I had CenterGuard on speed dial, and they've been absolutely fantastic. Breaking news, everybody. Just want to let everybody know that we have changed mortgage companies. We are no longer at Lower. We are at a company called Atlantic Coast Mortgage, ACM for short. So just wanted to put that out there. We had a great run at Lower. Loved the time that we were there. And we just felt this was a move for our team to move on to the future. So that's what we did. Special shout out to all of our listeners who are clients of ours. Our old company, Lower, decided to blast our entire database to let everybody know that, hey, some person that we'd have no idea. I didn't even know they had this until we left. We started getting emails and text messages and calls from our past borrowers and current borrowers saying, hey, somebody from the loyalty team at Lower is contacting us to solicit us for, you know, for business. And I'm just like, well, I didn't even know there was a loyalty team at Lower until my phone blew up. So I'm just like, okay. They're like, what's this all about? I'm like, well, they're hitting our database, which, you know, right or wrong, that's what they're doing. And, you know, nobody on Team Hochberg is on the Lower loyalty team. It's a call center probably out of Columbus where they're based, Ohio. So if you're getting solicited from, I want to get this right, loyalty team at Lower, there's nobody on my team. There's nobody, there's no Team Hochberg train loan officers part of that. And if you want to work with Lower, you can. If you want to work with Team Hochberg, you would call us. It's the same car, same driver, me, just a different engine. And everybody but one of my loan officers decided to come over, and we're going to continue on into the future and do lots of loans for a lawyer for our current loyal customer base. And I want to thank all of our current clients. We've apped out, I think, like 70 loans this week because of that. So we appreciate Lower for bombing our database because it brought a lot of clients that we hadn't had a chance to get to during the week of transition to start loans with us. So it was great for business to get going. So we appreciate the support. Real quick, wanted to get going here on a couple of things. Weekly jobless claim numbers rising unexpectedly to 231,000, which is not good. The Challenger layoff report, which is a company that monitors layoffs. It's a highly respected organization. They've been doing it for years. The layoff number came in at 108,000, worst since 2009. So I just wanted to throw that out there. I got President Trump coming up here in a minute, but I just also wanted to put out that an apology was in order. I went to the county board meeting. It's fourth time I've gone. I think there's, some 38 days before the election. I'll double check that. So get ready to vote St. Patrick's Day. So whoever you want to vote for, if it's Alderman Riley or if it's Tony Preckwinkle, just vote for somebody. If it's Patrick Hines for assessor, or you want the train wreck, Fritz Kagi, who I've invited on the show. He's probably stuck on a seesaw someplace making television commercials, which are completely ridiculous, in my opinion. You can vote for whoever you want. I just get involved. 18% of Cook County came out. And if you're upset, and you can be upset, but if you're upset and you have a voice with a vote, get off your rear ends and vote. I think early voting starts maybe this week. I know in the collar counties it started already, and some, I don't know if it started in Cook. But let's get involved, folks. And if you're not happy with Tony Preckwinkle, then vote for Brendan Riley. If you are happy with Tony Preckwinkle, vote for Tony Preckwinkle. But it was brought to my attention by one of her senior comms people that I misspoke. Kara is her name. Very nice lady. Spoke to her. I misspoke when I had Brendan Riley in here, Alderman Riley in here, on it at the beginning of December when I was introducing Alderman Riley. I said that you're running against my good friend Tony Preckwinkle, who I can't stand. And that was a misspeak by me. When I make a mistake, I'm the first person to stand up. What I meant to say, at live radio, you know, you kind of, things get going. You know me, I've been known to get a little excited. What I meant to say was, I couldn't stand her justice reform. What's the right word, dude?
Judicial?
Yeah, her stance on people getting arrested. And I brought up a couple of three examples. One was Justice, gosh, I can't think of the name. I brought up Jussie Smollett with the 40 below at the windchill, going out at 2 in the morning.
Right, and runs down the street from here.
It was right across the river. He runs into, just happens to run into two Nigerian bodybuilders with Trump hats and nooses at 2 in the morning at 40 below at the windchill as he's going to get a
It's a great sandwich.
Yeah, at 40 below at 2 in the morning. Okay. Justice reform. That's, thank you, my head. And then I said also I brought up the example of that poor young woman that got burnt on the CTA from the scumbag who had 70 priors. He shouldn't have been out. So I said, it said, I can't stand your justice reform. Her, Kim Fox, and Tim Evans, who was head of the judges, and the scumbag who said, burn, bitch, burn, or whatever he said. And then the poor kid that got shot, the 14-year-old young man that got shot outside the Chicago theater. And I brought all this up, right? And I apologized for a former speaker. I told her I met her once, right? So I don't have a basis to not stand her personally. I met her once in the basement of Hackney's when she was out campaigning in 2010. By the way, delicious onion rings, by the way. Dave, I know you're not into that, but Hackney's, I don't know what they do. They got this,
you get a
log.
Burger.
Yeah, you get a log, and then you get a log, an onion ring log. It's fantastic. And I met her there, and I told her to her face. I said, the Tony Prankwinkle in 2010 would have been pounding on the door to demand airtime with some loudmouth on WGN if he said that. This Tony Prankwinkle, well, whatever. We'll take it. So, okay, apology stated, apology, whatever. Early voting begins at downtown Supersite location, 137 South State, thank you, Neil, South State Street on the sixth floor of the Board of Ed Elections Office located at 69 West Washington on Thursday, February 12th. On Monday, March 2nd, early voting sites will open all 50 of the city wards. Election day is March 17th. Hey, Neil, if you could buzz in my ear, how many days until March 17th? All right, let's keep rolling here. We've got President Trump here. I always like to welcome 39 days until the next election. So we've got President Trump. I like to welcome President Trump. Go ahead. All right, factually inaccurate. I'd like to thank the president for joining our show here. That was during the president's cabinet meeting, I think, earlier this week. Again, I've got a lady up in Michigan all upset now. But here's the facts, because facts do matter, okay? When the election was held in November 2024, I think the inflation rate was at 2.7%, not the highest in history. Okay, just a fact. When President Trump was inaugurated in January of 2025, inflation was at 3.0. Again, not the highest in history. It's just the greatest hits of misinformation.
Numbers are hard.
Numbers are hard, and numbers matter, okay? So, again, the 281,000 people who are out of jobs, okay, are seeing what inflation is, no matter what people say, and it does impact mortgage rates, and that's why I bring it up, because it's important to have the facts, because facts matter. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. I've got an email here, Dave, from John in Oak Lawn. As discussed yesterday, my question is, what's the best way for parents, okay? So he inherited a house from his mom, bought a house from his mom, all this stuff. What is the best way for parents to leave their house to their children without them being hit with capital gains tax? Go.
The first word I like is inherited. That is the way to go. You don't add your kids while you're still alive. What happens then is they go back to the price you paid. So leave it either through a living trust to them, where they don't own anything till you pass away, or what's called a transfer on death. They get the new price.
Okay. So put it in trust or a
transfer on death.
Okay, that's part one. Part two, I bought a home for my mother years ago. It was previously in my name, but then I transferred it into her name for the tax purposes. Okay, because you get a lower taxes, tax, senior tax freeze. I have to set it. I have it set up so if she passes, when she passes, or if she passes away, the house will go back to me. So he will inherit it, which is exactly what you said. Is there anything else I need to do to make sure that this happens?
Well, if people think that was a great idea that he took himself off, the senior freeze rules and the senior exemption rules allow people to be on title as long as the senior's living there. So that's one thing. But I always say, just let it stay in the senior name and leave it through a living trust or a transfer on death. And then if mom needs to sell it to go into a home or something, she doesn't need your permission. I've seen it, David, where the kids say, That's my inheritance. You can't sell. And they terrorize them and stuff. So, yeah, best way is just to have the older person control it until their funeral.
Dave Schluter is available for voiceovers as well. 312-981-7200. So, John in Oaklawn, thank you. Thank you, David, for answering his questions.
I just can't stand you. That's the problem.
Well, wow. get in line. 312-981, and that was done in his own original voice, not a character.
Yes.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Oh, I have the inflation numbers right here on this piece of paper. November 2024, inflation was 2.75. January 2024, that would be the election, far from 40-year history high. January 2025, it was at 3%, and December of last year was at 2.71%. Okay. So facts do matter. 312-981-7200. In the last 30 seconds, I just want to thank a listener. His daughter moved from Chicago to northern Indiana, a town called Carmel. It's beautiful, just north of Indianapolis. It's gorgeous. They live in a $1.6 million home. They have a $960,000 mortgage. She's married to a very established doctor down there. Money's not a problem. They want to go into a 15-year fix. They didn't want to pay closing costs. She's going to all these different knuckleheads down there. She's like, Dad's like, call David. He'll take care of you. Long story short, talked to her yesterday. We're putting her into a 30-year fixed loan instead of a 15 or a 20. We're covering all of her closing costs in the low sixes. Because if I do the rate, Dave, I have to give an APR, which I'm not going to do. So it's in the low sixes, which is the number that she was quoted for the 20-year fixed loan. I'm putting her into a 30-year fixed loan. She was charged $4,000 or $5,000 in closing costs. We're giving her a full closing cost credit. And I did the numbers. If she pays what she would have paid by going into the 20, by taking out the 30, it was like an extra $1,100, big loan. She'd pay the loan off in 184 months. So essentially, she's turning her 30 into a little over 15, full closing cost credit, has the flexibility to back off the payment. She's down from the sevens where she is. She's making a ton of extra payments, savings, the hundreds of thousands of dollars of interest. And if and when the rates go down in the future, we've got her set up for another refinance in the future with a full closing cost credit. It's that simple. That has been the Center Guard Plumbing Mailbag. We are going to come back with the Kelly Mickley from Executive Green Carpet Cleaning. Charlie Romiliotis has never been involved in a show with this much energy, including everything else that he's worked with. He doesn't know what to do with himself. He's so excited, except Blackhawks hockey, because John Weideman is the best radio play-by-play guy, Hall of Famer. So I just want to keep Charlie Romiliotis open. He's learning so much today, and this is his dedicating the show to him. 312-981. And I think Jeremy Hogel is in the producer's booth. He's pulling a Sarah Leonard, coming in late. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and phone line. This is Home Center Chicago on 720 WGN. The Kelly Mickley from Executive Green Carpet Cleaning. Back after the news.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Eric, listener, we did his loan 6 months ago, said they have blown us up every day regarding our old company. So I'm sending Eric my headshot and just saying, hey, send it back with this picture. Say, this is my loan officer. Leave me alone. It's that easy.
Okay.
Yeah, just add a little extra.
Sure, why not?
A little extra sauce on that.
It's so weird for you to do.
What?
Added a little extra sauce into things. Well, you know, it's just odd. You know,
shots fired. So you're going after our clients. It's all right.
Yeah. I can figure this out, Dave. It's your show, but these are people that are in the pipeline for a new
loan.
These are
the loans
or existing
that we closed.
Closed. With already closed loans. Give me a break.
Yeah. So the remarketing.
It's okay. They have a right. I mean,
we're going out on a high note.
Right.
That's fine.
Right.
Just send them a picture, my headshot. Say, this is my loan officer. Leave me alone. That's it. So if you'd like a picture of my headshot for whatever reason.
Yeah.
There's a multiple reason. David at 56david.com. That email still works. I'll be more than happy to send you my headshot. And we're good to go.
Did you get a text message right now? Like, I want
Frank
one.
Frank Wazilewski, okay, please send me a headshot. Exactly. He's getting blown up too. Exactly. I've done 4 loans for Frank. Access, great company.
Got it.
312-981-7200. Kelly Mickley, Executive Green Carpet Cleaning. There are going to be lots of parties tomorrow night in people's houses.
Yes.
There's going to be lots of people drinking and eating and moving around your living room, your kitchen, your dining room. Some of them will be carpeted. Some of them will be hardwood floors. Some of them will have area rugs.
Upholstery. Sitting on the couch, sofa.
Furniture. Yeah, I didn't even think furniture.
No. That's why we have the woman in
there. Sure. That's fair. Okay, got it. Yeah, smart. Okay.
Oh, we forgot. Welcome to the show, Jeremy.
Oh, thank
you. Go ahead. Okay, we'd like to welcome Jeremy. Got the Sarah, you know, coming in hot like Sarah Leonard. Missing the first segment. It's fine.
Sorry. Thank you.
The first two segments. 312-981-7200. So you've got a bunch of soon to be currently clean furniture and flooring and everything else that it's going to be not so clean in about 48 hours from now.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a good assessment.
And then people are not going to find it that day. Typically, after you get done cleaning up on Monday, late Sunday night, early Monday, you're like, all right, we got to now put the house back together. Yes. You're going to be like, oh, crap. Right?
Yes.
Why don't we put the hotline number out there for everybody that's hosting a party, or maybe they're just slobs in their own house and are going to spill stuff all over the place because you can get excited. What's your phone number? So our listeners can plug it in. Go ahead.
Yeah, save it in your contacts now so you don't have to think. So you can call or text us at this line. It's 630-990-8600. 630-990-8600.
All right, I just wanted to get that out there.
Is there any mess you won't clean up?
I mean, I think we've seen it all, so...
Yeah, right? Besides, like, hazard, right? You're not going to clean hazard stuff, but, like obviously...
biohazard will tell you.
Beer, things like that. What about, like, nail polish and stuff? Can you guys get
nail polish?
Makeup?
We will... Yes. We will treat it. We have specific spotters. Sometimes, depending on what you do to certain stains, can affect it. So I always say, don't touch it. Call us.
Yeah, like, I read this on the internet. Yes. Chat told me this was such a good thing, right?
We hear that all the time.
I bet you
do. If there's something that you freak out automatically, just call us. If we can walk you through how to do it, we will as well. So.
Is it possible that your technicians could teach my daughters on how to clean up the makeup messes or not make those makeup messes or not make those nail polish messes?
Give them some tips
and tricks to make sure that, like, is that like an extra line item that you guys charge? Or is that just like all gratis?
We have kids too.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
For the record, Jeremy is using his kids for cover.
My toes, right?
Well, when he applies makeup and it gets all over the place.
You have to put makeup on.
It's a lot going on there, right?
Like, right? You see the grooming process takes several hours to look this good.
Explains why.
That's why you were late.
That's why I was late. Exactly. Thank you so much. That is why.
Beautification.
I wish they could see how pretty you are.
Thank you. But they can. They could log into Facebook, right?
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
There you
Facebook.
Go. That's what it is. Yeah. I did have a question. So, like natural products, like we run into a lot of slate, marble, slate. Yes. Like, how do you handle those surfaces? Because they're delicate, right?
Right.
They stain.
Yes.
So
you need to be very careful with how you clean it. Not everybody knows how to clean natural stone. So for something like that, we would initially get some information from the customer and then have us send us a couple pictures to see. We want to know what you're doing to maintain it yourself. If you've had it cleaned before, is it honed or polished? We want to know
fancy
a lot of
questions.
Details.
How are they going to know? Like, could you explain honed or polished to customers?
So honed would be like dulled polish if it's really shiny.
Got it.
But yeah, usually my husband, Ben, he's the expert on this. Okay. So I will have the customer send us a picture.
Cool.
Show him, talk to him about it, make sure that we can explain kind of how it should be done or what can be done.
Would you go out for do you have a minimum? Would you go out for a small job? Say it's just a foyer, right? Like a 6x6 area, but it's never really been professionally cleaned.
Is that a surface you provide?
No
size, it doesn't matter. Yeah, wow. It doesn't matter. If it's a small job or a big job, we can handle it.
Is it $1 million? It would be priced based on the specific service
and what needs to be done.
Okay, smart. Did you hear that attorney answer right there? It was priced fine.
Okay. But you know, now we're fostering a dog that just kisses everybody.
Okay.
So if you have that, we'll just run the foster dog up and it's about a 30-second lick and you'll be all set.
To clean you? Is that what you're saying?
No, to clean your tile.
Oh, my tile.
The cheese just sauce, whatever.
Okay, got it. Oh,
yeah,
you know what?
She's very cute.
I did notice that about my floors, so we don't have dogs anymore. Yeah. And my floors are way messier now.
Yeah.
You know, they used to be pretty spotless. Yeah. You know, no crumbs, no anything. Totally. And now... You know, maybe you guys just bring in dogs to clean up people's messes. Right?
Nobody knows. Right?
You wanted to talk about security that Jeremy would have heard if he showed up for breakfast.
Darn it.
Which is a great story about lingerie and accusations.
Yeah.
This is a great story. Right.
I can't wait. Yeah.
Hold on. This is great.
Okay.
It's going to be better the second time.
Sure.
And you can replay it first for you. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. So when you have a service company in your home, first of all, trust is really important. You want to know who's in your home. You're inviting them into your personal space. You want to feel safe and know that you can trust who's there. So every once in a year, a couple of years, we'll get somebody who says, they'll call us and they'll say, you know, we had your technicians out and now this is missing. Something
yeah, that
was
happens
stolen,
every
or
once in a blue moon.
I can't find something. And I don't blame them. If we were the last ones in their home, what do you think? So so with us, you know, we're all family oriented. Luckily, I can say with 100%, you know, confidence, well, I know that they didn't take it, but let's see what we could do. So in this scenario, this was maybe a year or so ago, we had a customer call and say that she had some lingerie that was missing. And it was lingerie that she actually was gifting to somebody. So it was it wasn't hers. But but yeah, so I was like, okay, well, let me see who is there. And sure enough, it was my brother and my husband. I've known my brother for about 27 years, and my husband I've been with since like eighth grade. So, I mean, like, I know him pretty well.
Plus, you didn't get any new lingerie out of this deal, right? Like, there's no regifting.
No. Well, wait, wait, wait. Not at around the time of the cleaning.
Fair. Okay. Right? Yeah, you might have gotten new lingerie. Right. Thank you.
Okay, just one,
thank you. Thank you for prefacing that.
Valentine's Day next week.
Yeah, there's no red flag.
Sure.
Red
for, full, for full disclosure, her brother isn't into lingerie.
Of course.
Right.
Obviously.
He's just into
that is good to know.
T-shirts and tube socks.
Thank
Go ahead. Back to you, Kelly.
Exactly. But yeah, so my brother and my husband were there. I knew, you know, 100% like they did not take this. And we're very, very honest. And anything that is in your home, I promise you, we only want to clean it. We don't want to take anything of yours. So
how did you handle that? Yeah.
A couple days later, she called and she's like, I'm so sorry. Like, I found it. And you know what? I think in most cases like this, people are prepping for us to come. So they're kind of shifting things in different places. They don't normally, you know, they're cleaning up for
frantic,
us.
Frantic, maybe.
Yeah, just kind of moving things where they don't, kind of prepping for us to come. And yeah, in this case, we didn't take it, you know. We, but it was, it's kind of funny looking back on it. And, you know, she had the guts to call and say you took lingerie, you know.
It's pretty cool, yeah.
But yeah, it's a funny story. And just a reminder, like, when we're in your home, it's me, my dad, my brother, sister-in-law, my husband, you can 100% trust us. We're just there to make you happy and clean your carpets.
Sure.
Now, well, if a t-shirt and tube socks go missing, your brother's on the point.
Him.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
your brother will be brought in and questioned.
Yes.
All right, we got to take a quick break. Your phone number, we got a ton of calls, text messages here about leather, which we'll get to. Okay. Can you clean artificial stone fireplace, which is not your area of expertise, but there's a lot going on here that you can answer and help our listeners during the show. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. If our listeners want to reach out to you, what's the best way to reach you guys?
Our phone number is 630-990-8600 or wgnclean.com.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, throw it over to Tim Stearns. Talking about financial planning and all things in between. You know, we talked walking over about a couple of things that I want to regurgitate, if you will, review. That came out a little wrong. to discuss on the radio, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Swim Chicago on 720 WGM. 312-981-7200. It wasn't below zero. It didn't feel like below zero today. It was only like 19, so it was like a heat wave.
I wore this. I had my sleeves up walking over.
Right.
Were you still wanting an Uber?
No comment.
He didn't express it.
He didn't express it.
He kept his feelings to himself.
He's just chattering the whole walk over.
Dave held my hand.
Of course that made
a difference.
Of course it would.
I had heating pads for him.
Yes.
312-981-7200. So we were talking during our walk across the bridge. The Chicago, frozen Chicago River, by which is kind of cool.
It is cool.
It's got little icebergs. About the reviewing of companies' benefits programs, because I learned about, you know, we switch companies and, you know, we learned all about the new benefits and all that stuff. And I was thinking, hey, Tim's going to be on. We transitioned over the new company Monday, Tuesday, and it's like a whirlwind of stuff being dumped on 68 people that moved over. And I'm just like, I wonder if Tim does, you know, what does Tim do for this? So what do you do about that, right? I asked you if you did companies, and you're like, yep. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so we do 401ks for companies. A lot of times when they're smaller, you don't need a huge 401k. 401ks are very expensive. And the reason why it's apropos to talk about it right now is because they have to do what they call a 5500, which is a tax return on the 401k. And those are expensive.
At this time of year is when they
exactly.
need to do it. Got it.
So it's a great time to be reviewing it. If you haven't talked to your guy in a while, a lot of these people don't know what they're paying. And what are they getting for it? They haven't talked to the guy since he put the plan in.
Oh, so the company has to pay a fee.
Absolutely.
I did not know that either.
Yes. Okay. So there, devil's in the details, just like when you do a mortgage, right?
Sure.
So what we would do is come in and audit it and say, hey, you're paying this. You should be doing this. A lot of times they'll have a Cadillac plan and they need a Toyota Camry, right?
Yeah. Well, that's what you brought up as we were walking over the bridge that the last time we were on 2-3 weeks ago, whenever yeah. it was. That a listener reached out that owned a business.
That's right. Yeah.
And you were able to, well, I'll let you talk.
Nope, thanks. So I appreciate you letting me talk about my own.
Your own company?
I'm just kidding. No, that's exactly right. One of your listeners called in. He had a 401k. He had a huge Lamborghini plan. And it's him and his wife and three people that don't participate in it.
Uh-oh. Oh,
so wow. Why would you have that? It's not benefiting really anyone, especially the owner who's paying.
Well, it benefits the person that sold them the plan.
That is correct.
Sure.
Right. So what I did was I literally downsized what he was paying, and then he gets a better plan because we have much better funds.
Do you know percentage-wise what you may have saved them? Like, just out of here, like, was it 30%? Was it 50%?
Well, it's a couple percent on what the assets under the plan were, and they're over $500,000.
So big.
Yeah.
Big. And that's per year, right?
Because exactly.
as this keeps growing,
right. Yep.
That's going to hit. Okay.
Jeremy, you must have been in the car studying this
sure,
stuff.
Before sure.
That's why you were
obviously,
late.
That's what it was.
You have a family-run business for 40-plus years.
49, buddy.
Okay, 49.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Do you have a defined benefit plan a 401k?
We do. And here's what we like about our company, not saying that we wouldn't entertain it, is they disclose all those fees
yep.
all ahead of time. Mm-hmm. We know what we're getting into. We know, and we love the company, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it really is. It's
that's
not...
Cool.
a crazy Cadillac or anything. It's in our best interest.
Yep.
But yeah, we do. Yeah. And actually all of our employees, because we do obviously a 4.5% match.
Yeah.
And every single one of them are participating.
That's fantastic.
Yeah,
that's great.
At 18 years old. So
yeah.
we actually, I don't want to say we automatically enroll them.
Well,
right?
That's the law now. A lot of people don't know that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
Absolutely.
You actually,
you have to opt them in. Right.
Got it. Yeah. So
whether they want to or not.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, that's,
so they have
that's
to
good.
Choose to opt out.
Absolutely.
At 18 years old, could you imagine?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, I'm sure there's so many calculators on it, but at 18,
yes.
if you're putting in just 6%, 8%, someone's matching
and
it.
I'll do you one better, Jeremy. Yeah. Think about it. If you guys offer Roth. An 18-year-old who grows his Roth.
Which we do. Of course we do.
It's outstanding.
Yeah, I mean,
a lot of companies don't do that.
It's phenomenal. I love it. And we do love the company. But the coolest thing, we left a company for those hidden fees.
Sure.
Because
yeah.
we'd be like, what?
Yeah.
What is this? What is this extra 18 grand? I don't understand.
It goes up
in
smoke, too.
Yeah.
People don't even realize what they're paying.
So do you disclose the fees ahead of time?
Yeah, as
clients?
A fiduciary, I have to. I'm a certified
awesome.
Financial planner. So,
amazing.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's wonderful.
A lot of people ask, are you a fiduciary? I've been one since 1994 when I took the Series 7.
Great. When it wasn't cool to be one.
Exactly.
Right.
That wasn't
yeah, you're
a thing.
Pretty hip now.
Yeah.
Money's cool now.
The class action lawyers love when people screw it up. Because
they go
any and all similarly situated members of
X.
the blank manufacturing
sure.
company, huge.
Did X.
Please contact us.
Sure.
And yeah, then it gets settled pretty quick, but they make a bundle.
Mm-hmm. So when you are going, for all the business owners and for all of the benefits managers,
mm-hmm.
big and small, because we have a ton of listeners that own their own company.
Yeah, for sure.
A lot of real estate companies that like Sarah's.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so.
They're big.
They're big.
Yeah.
I think they got 15, 20 realtors and they're pumping selling a lot of sticks and bricks. And you got a lot of manufacturing. You got a lot of service companies also out there. You know, like Dykstra and all those type of companies when he owned his companies. Rob Lindemann up there.
Sure.
So all of these benefits, especially this time of year, because they have the 50-50 or the 5,000?
5,500.
Yep. I'm a numbers guy.
Of course, clearly.
So now is a perfect time
to review it.
That if you haven't seen your financial planner, your guy or gal, in the past year, when you're supposed to meet at least once a year.
At least.
It'd probably be a good time to give you a call.
I would agree with that.
Okay, phone number.
See what the fees are. 1-800-640-2256. That's 1-800-640-2256.
Well, it's not only the fee. Well, fees are important because obviously it goes to the bottom line and affects your profitability and all that stuff. But it also has to do with the products and the services that you could be, that company owner could be offering to their employees, which will help them retain, as we all know. Retaining employees is very, very important. You put all the training into them, and you've got...
It's the most. Actually, I would say retaining. Yeah, better than getting customers.
Right.
Yeah.
We see that with health insurance, too. People are overpaying.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
We do all that.
You review that, too.
Of course.
Okay.
A to Z.
Oh, that's phenomenal. We do all. So it's like a money audit, complete full package.
Exactly. Because I don't think, you know, you're great at cleaning carpets. You're great at manufacturing. David, you're good at talking. We are, you know, people don't know what they're paying.
I get to charge people, though.
That's true. So, well played. Darn it. Well played, Mr. Schluter. Sure.
He left me out.
Counselor.
Yeah. He didn't actually say what you're great at.
That's right. Pretty, he's like, he looked around.
Just,
and he,
I mean,
just, okay.
Dave, what do you want to be great at today?
Everything.
Okay.
312. I want to be great at cleaning carpets. I want to be great at financial stuff.
Oh, you got a lot. Yeah.
But I could ask Tim, is this a front-loaded product? Are you putting me in this because of how your fee structure? That's a fair question. You
wouldn't
be offended.
We don't do front-loaded products.
That's a good answer.
No way.
Yeah. Okay. I don't even know what that is.
Well, they tell you should do A instead of B only because they're getting a pile of money at the beginning.
Right.
Well, then that
And then they forget about you and they don't.
Wouldn't that be illegal? Because that is the fiduciary responsibility is to have my best interest.
It is illegal. So is speeding. People do it a lot. So
they call it churning.
Like recommended, isn't it? Also speeding. Dave is speeding. Mm-hmm.
It's arbitrary.
Thank you. Okay, I just want to confirm.
You're speeding. You know, there's signs on the side of the road
that are
recommended limits.
I look at those for novice drivers.
Yeah, it's kind of...
What if you're late for a radio show?
I think I actually just get to point A to point B regardless. Yeah. I don't really know if I look at my speedometer.
I'll tell you when they start timing you from when you enter the 294 to when you exit.
They do that like in Boston.
They raise billions of dollars in Illinois on me alone.
You and me both, buddy.
I'd be putting retainers up because I can't drive 55.
I don't know.
312-981-7200. Tim, your phone number real quick. We got to hit the news at the top of the hour.
1-800-640-2256. 1-800-640-2256.
The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom with Rob and the excellent, talented, and up-and-coming broadcaster, Charlie Remiliotis, after these messages.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We received a lot of text messages, Mr. Schluter, regarding if you could quickly, briefly... expeditiously explain what you said earlier to, I believe, John was his name in Oak Lawn, who about his mother and all the stuff, leaving a home and the cost basis. Go.
If you plan on staying long term and you want to have your home and your estate plan, you don't want to go to deed.com or some storefront and have your kids added to the title. What that does is, after your funeral, they have to go back to the price you paid and then start for their tax calculations. If they don't own anything until your funeral, that's the way to go. It can be done a number of ways: living trust, transfer on death, meaning you bought a house in 78 and now you sell it next year and it's gone up $250,000. They start at the higher price, so when they sell, they can not have a big hit for income tax.
Don't put your name on the deed is basically what you're saying.
Right. Don't put the kids' names on with you.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I had one other one because I met with an elder law person,
right,
and I was talking to her about reverse mortgages.
Right.
And her question was the same thing. Well, you know, what if they go and da da da? I'm like, okay, if random example, 80-year-old person, $500,000 home, take out it, and they have a $250,000 reverse mortgage. Okay. they expire for whatever reason. Home is left from the parents to the kid. There's only one kid. Make it super simple. You know, KISS method in this. So $500,000 asset, $250,000 reverse mortgage, which is the same exact thing as a regular mortgage, except you don't pay for it and the balance goes up instead of going down. Okay, that's a reverse mortgage. You still own the house. So now the 80-year-old expires. There's a will, a trust,
a document
that says Sally is going to take over the house, right? Pay off the reverse. Sally is living with mom, taking care of mom. Mom passes away. Okay, Sally now has a job, has good credit. So what we do is we refinance the house. Actually, Sally buys the house at fair market value, right? And it pays off the $250,000 mortgage, right? And now takes it over. In that case, Sally's getting it at what? At 500?
No, it's a new value on the date of death because she never owned anything. Yeah. And the beauty is if she stays in a hot area, let's say, I mean, I had people in the Bucktown area 10 years ago. They do 180 and then they're selling at 320. You know what I'm saying? So if she stays there 2 years, then she gets a free $250,000 on top of what she got it from mom. And then if she marries somebody and they stay together for 2 years, they get $500,000 before capital gains. It's a beautiful thing. So the key is don't have the kids own anything until the funeral.
Okay.
Dave, you made a comment and you said trust or. Mm-hmm. Are you recommending to listeners don't get a trust? There's another option?
No, well,
are you recommending like, hey, a trust is the, like... Could
I understand.
You just give me the quick, is that the best?
No, Illinois legislature passed something that a lot of states had for a while, where when all you have in play, let's say the kids' names are on all the bank accounts or whatever, and you've got a car, and then all you have is a condo or a house, it's called transfer on death. And what it does is it is recorded, and you name ahead of time who takes it. But again, they don't. That's not adding them to the house. That's giving it to them after you're gone. And that's what we're talking about.
And that
about.
Doesn't go to probate?
Nope.
Okay, got it. So either one.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
We have one now.
Yeah.
Okay, that's going through probate. We can't do anything. I sent it to a radio listener.
We can't do anything.
Lost their parents. Okay. I don't know if his mother or father. It doesn't matter.
Sure. Yeah.
It was a radio listener who's helping somebody else whose parents died.
Right. Mm.
And I sent it to Dave. I'm like, this is out of my wheelhouse. You know, way above my
You're not rate. An attorney.
I don't even play one on radio.
No.
I don't even want to have anything to do with
it. You don't.
I wish I could. Charge
sure.
$800 an hour. It'd be great.
Yeah.
But
per word.
Per word. Be even better.
Do you want me to stay or not?
No, I want you to
okay,
stay. So, but we've got a probate thing going right now.
Right.
You told her what to do, delayed it like 9 months.
Oh, yeah.
No way.
Yeah, you have, as soon as you file probate, a notice goes out that says, did this person owe you any money,
sure.
the dead person?
Yep.
And you can't spend the money for 6 months. The other thing is, your file, Cook County has 6 million people, right?
Uh-huh.
The probate floor, when you get on the 12th floor, there's thousands of files a year. And you can go in as a regular person, Jeremy, and
say,
go,
Mrs. Jones
Joe
promised
Blow.
Me the world.
No, not that, but you could sit there and read through the folder how much everybody got and who they are. Then if you're like a sales guy, you're calling on them because you see they got $300,000. Everything is accounted for publicly.
Oh, you're talking about like ambulance chasers.
Oh, anything.
Or financial
business.
Planners.
And they could, they could take advantage of people. They had no money their whole life, and all of a sudden they have $500,000. They're prone to all kinds of things, and it's public record.
Yeah. I got it. So, okay, in this case, we can't help this individual
until it's out.
Because there was no will. So it's got to go through. So that's one thing. Another thing, before the break, real quick. Somebody passed away. I thought, and if you owe people money, if you want a $500,000 home, $250,000 mortgage, okay? Tom Smith passes away. Everybody, Tom Smith, I'm sure you're healthy and wealthy. You know, no disrespect, wanting you to die. Tom, in this case, Tom passes away, okay? And Tom owes $50,000 on his credit cards. Can they come after the estate for the 50? How does that work? I thought when Tom goes or Sally Smith goes,
it's gone.
It goes with them.
No,
is that not the case?
If it's the way you think, then what would happen is when the people are in hospice, they go to Best Buy and get 5 televisions.
Well, yeah.
I'm just saying that's human nature.
They're going to run their credit.
So yes.
They're going to go on vacation.
A lot of TVs.
Yeah, the first words in every trust and the first words in every will. A will is going to court, though. People say, I'm not going to probate. I got a will from Joe Stewart. It's all crap. Wills are not valid without a judge in the room. But anyway, the introductory language in every estate document says the person in charge duty is to extinguish all debts. Huh. So yeah, these people, the word on the street is, yeah, you know, you just hide it all. They do write off billions of dollars every year when people don't call back. But no, a probate lawyer who is aware of bills has to actually initiate notice of all known debts. Hi, Discover Card, call me. We need to get you a payoff.
Okay, but if it was in a trust and it doesn't go to probate?
No, trust, the trustee has the duty to extinguish all debts. Now, they can settle it. You know, they can say, look, the house isn't selling for a couple years. We got to remodel it. Yeah. Grandma owed you $8,000 on Citibank. Will you take $4,000? And they'll say, yes, we don't want to wait around.
Right.
They write off billions of, you know, for dead people. But no, the duty of that person is to extinguish all debts.
Okay. I did not. I thought when you go, it goes with you, but that's not.
Otherwise, like you'd ramp it up.
It's like a get out of jail free card.
If the kids get access to the card and you're literally in hospice, they're going to all kinds of
five
good stores.
TVs, no less.
Yes,
at least.
Yes.
Well, that's kind of
Disney Sunday.
Grand Floridian at Disney with the meal plan.
I mean, my mom was in the
hospice. Wow, that sounds expensive.
My mom was in the hospice. I was there. I wasn't going to Best Buy. I bought her a corned beef sandwich and a
She was very nice, by the way. I
mean, and a Dr. Brown cream soda. She wanted the diet. I said, Mom, I think you could go with the real stuff.
Yeah, good call. Yeah, makes sense.
Three phone number
630-285-5300, and my domain is wgenattorney.com.
And we didn't go with the lean corned beef. We went with the real
cook. Yeah, again, all the fat, all the sugar,
from
all the
where?
Everything. Right?
From where?
Once Upon a Bagel. Once Upon a Deli up on Dundee.
They're open one in Arlington Heights.
It's delicious. All right, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. It's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Swim Chicago on 720 WGM. We're going to open it up. We got 7 pages of text messages coming back after these messages.
Let's review.
I already got 5 pages of text messages here, Jeremy.
Do you think my Lanta will let you read all those?
A third of them are home remedies for gastrointestinal challenges.
Perfect.
Bob Surratt woke up with I got, he'd be out a week.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's right. You weren't feeling, your tum-tum wasn't feeling so
good.
Took
a shot this morning, too.
Did you?
3 in the morning, woke
just in
up.
Case.
Still here.
No way. Yeah, you know, there is some kind of bug going around that's
true
really,
story.
I mean, for real, yeah. Like messing
I'll
with.
Tell you what, I'm down 15 pounds. It's fantastic.
So yeah, you're just gonna keep at it.
Like, I'm keep
are
at
you
it.
Just on the street licking stuff?
I don't know what I'm doing.
It's like a tapeworm diet. That's correct?
It's a tapeworm diet.
I got another about 30 to go.
I'll just keep going at it.
I'll keep going.
Okay.
I told you your butt looked great at breakfast.
I know you did. Sure.
What a nice guy.
Right. In the bathroom, which is
really
a
appreciate
lot.
Well, that is. At first, it was weird that you took your pants all the way down, too.
I didn't.
So I guess that was the key.
I didn't. Which is even weirder.
312-981-7200.
312-981-7200. It's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Love your show, so that goes first. Yep, 708. Dave, have a property tax exemption question. You ready for this?
Yeah.
You want to pay attention over here?
I was talking to how I met you, Jeff Pincus.
I will be 65 years old in June. When should I apply for the senior exemption, and I might qualify for a senior freeze? Would this apply to my 2027 property taxes? So the first one, I'm 65 in June. When should I apply for the senior exemption?
Yeah, you can do it, but you won't get it till January 1, 2027 for the bill that's issued in 2028. They had to pick a date. And the date is January 1st.
Okay.
So he was not 65 at January 1st of this year, but yeah, it would go out in the 27 bill
if
in 28.
He could have.
Yeah. Yeah. The other thing is, there's another one that a lot of people don't know about, which is that it's now up to $75,000 you can make and still get the freeze. They raised it 10 G's, mainly due to inflation.
Yeah.
Second part of that question, how might I qualify for a senior freeze? It's based upon income, isn't it?
Yes. Well, yeah, it's how, here we go.
Age and income.
And household income.
Household
income. A lot of people can get cuffed. If there's like a kid working for Musk or something making 500 G's in the house, it's the combined family income,
household income,
household.
Okay. Would this apply to 27 tax? You already answered that question. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. It's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Shout out to Executive Green. I did that because they said shout out, so I shouted.
Wow.
I like it.
Uh-huh. Thank you, Dave.
It's my acting classes coming
obviously.
Play. 630. Yeah. Kelly and team did my upholstery area rugs, carpet, and stone floors every year and did amazing job. They are still in my contacts. And Kelly, only reason I don't call you now is I moved, but when I move back, I will be calling you. I've got the phone number for you follow up.
Oh, thank you.
708, if my son has an old leather chair that he purchased from Europe online, very specific okay. here. Okay. He'd like to know what European country would be nice, but okay, whatever. But has a stain in the light-colored leather. Can you help remove this stain? Probably tough without seeing it.
This is probably one where we can reach out to you. I'll get the phone number, and then we'll talk.
All right.
Get some pictures.
How do you handle that, right? So I think liability, right? Like immediately, right? So I got a product. I don't really know where it's from. I might not know exactly what it's made out of, right? Like leather could be a broad terminology. I definitely don't know what type of stain it is.
Right.
So how do you approach that situation where do you have customers sign something like, hey, if we damage your stuff, it's on you? Or
well, we think communication upfront is very important. Okay. So that's something that we're big on. But we're going to be upfront and honest with you. If we don't know if something is going to come out, or we'll tell you based on our experience, you may get this result or you may get this result. We'll be honest with you.
Okay.
So, if
you say, hey, we think it might work, we still got to, like, that's a question.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Dave, can you turn Dave's mic on, please?
I think it's on,
Okay.
Go ahead, Dave.
You just got to get close to it. Yeah, go ahead.
All right.
Yeah.
So if we know that something we shouldn't clean it a certain way, but we know that sometimes we can and we'll get great results, but there's a risk, then we'll ask the homeowner to take the risk on that.
Do you want to take the risk?
Do they sign something, just out of curiosity? Not assuming all people are not nice people, because most people are nice people.
Yeah, if we think it's needed, then yes, we will.
Okay, because that is a, like, hey, this is a $20,000 couch.
Right.
Like, I'm charging you $150 to clean
some kind of at least verbal communication. Okay. Like, or not verbal, a written communication, email, something so we all understand.
Something to go off of.
We agree.
Okay. Not to cut in, but Schluter cleaning, we just do the back of the chair first.
Yeah.
And make sure it's against a wall.
Sorry. Smart. That's a good thing. Yeah.
Sorry. We have to leave now.
Can we turn Dave's
Zany's
Rosemont tonight? We got too many Daves in here. When one Dave hops on, the other Dave's
that's why I felt comfortable.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, sure. Exactly.
And then call Igor, Mr. Floor. He'll bring over that floor cleaning product. Man. Try that.
Dave will be at Zany's and Rosemont 7 and 11.
Wait to not show up.
There's a two-drink minimum. Shout out to Executive Room, blah, blah, blah. Can you clean soot marks from an artificial stone fireplace?
Is it on carpet? Soot marks that are on carpet? We have done that, yes.
From an artificial stone fireplace.
It's probably like the soot marks that are climbing up on the stone, guess.
We won't clean the fireplace stone.
Got it. Probably a question.
If that's the question.
Why?
We just
because
don't,
it's vertical,
we don't do
not
it regularly,
horizontal.
So it's something that would just
that's
wouldn't
not
be,
our expertise. Yeah. So we're going to stay away from that. I would call in like a professional for the fireplace. So we're going to stick to the floors.
Okay, so flat surfaces.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I guess a wall's a flat
sometimes
surface.
Sometimes people ask about like kitchen backsplash, stuff like that. We don't want to, with how the process that we need to do, we're not going to do a vertical.
That's good.
Surface.
So it's got to be, do you bring in machines, like equipment, or is it all done by hand?
Yeah, it depends what we have to do.
Okay.
But yes, we're versatile in the sense of...
Got it. So yeah, hard to get a machine on a wall, I guess is the point, right?
Right, yeah. Like,
depends on the type of machine.
I guess, orbital sander, sure, no problem.
I've got machines that'll go on walls.
Yeah.
I don't know how to use
come
them.
On.
I don't know.
Tell me what machine you have that goes on a wall.
I got a lot.
a stud finder. Okay. That's you.
That's just me.
Man.
I'd have to go make a list and bring it for next week.
Okay, I cannot
wait
for
this
list.
Breakfast.
I'm very excited. No.
312-981-720.
Okay.
847, they are the absolute best cleaning company around with the nicest people who could ever have in your home. We have used them for years. So that's a fine compliment from 847.
That's awesome.
Executive Green came to my house in Hinsdale a couple of weeks ago. They worked a miracle on my basement carpet. Highly recommend. And this is my favorite so far because this person's not right.
Okay.
Did they at least have the courtesy to send a picture of someone wearing lingerie? Okay.
Wow.
Thank you.
Okay.
Somebody got the meds mixed up with the dog meds this morning. So we will be sending something to that person that needs help. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Tim, what can you do for a small company with about 250 G's payroll a year, five employees?
What can I do for them? I can set them up with a outstanding, efficient 401k or a simple IRA, I would take a look at their health insurance as well.
Okay. Do companies that have, it's 732, I don't know what that area code is.
It's Jersey, isn't it?
I don't know. Yeah, can you work out of state?
Yeah, of course. All 50 states.
Okay, well, you're the man of the world here. 312-981-7230.
I live under a rock, buddy.
You listen to podcast driving,
Don. I don't know what a podcast is.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. How can I assume a loan when the bank won't give me a loan? I work 1099, and my business doesn't show I make a lot of money. I have been paying my house note for the past 6 years. Now, ever since my girlfriend passed, TODI, transfer upon death, Dave?
Yep.
Okay, is in place as I'm on the property deed. So here we go.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think that before they, well, Dave, you'd know too, before they're going to consider, you still have to qualify. Now, maybe they can get a sibling to co-sign with them or something, but it's not an automatic assumption just because you inherited it.
I'm kind of shocked that they haven't called the mortgage yet because you told me that on this show I learned something from Dave.
Right.
The one time?
No, a lot of times.
Got it. Thank
that,
you.
The insurance companies, when you send in the insurance certificate to prove to the insurance company that you have insurance, which has to do every year, right. You know, when you have a mortgage or don't have a mortgage, you have to send it in.
Yes.
I don't have escrow, and I still have to show them
when
proof.
You change the insurance.
Right.
Yep.
Well, I guess when you don't have a mortgage company, it doesn't matter.
No.
But you know, when you do have a mortgage company against you, you have to show a certificate of insurance.
Correct.
And if it went from, in this case, this guy would be Tom Smith, and Sally Smith passed away.
Yes.
If it was in Sally Smith's name, and all of a sudden the insurance comes through with Tom Smith as the insurer,
then
right?
then it's
do
up,
they communicate?
Then it's all well. No, here's what it is, bud. It's all then it's all disclosed. A lot of people just keep writing the checks after mom dies.
Wouldn't you?
No. But here's the thing.
Okay,
the note says from the original note that mom closed in '89, 1 year after death, they can call the loan.
Yeah, but let's not.
No,
tell
but the bottom line is you don't toll that 1 year. By keep writing the checks, it starts the funeral, so they can call that loan. Then you got to scramble. So within 1 year, they can't push the people out for 1 year after the funeral.
But the only way that they'd find out about it
is when you switch the insurance.
Is when you switch the insurance from mom to the son or daughter.
Which you should, because if there's a fire, you're not covered.
Right.
Because their insured is dead.
Right. And mom
so massive fire, ice damming, flood from the sump pump, nothing. No check.
I'd like to talk more about this.
Well, yeah,
we can.
We got a whole nother show.
No. Coming back. 312-981-7200. And there's also bank statement loans for 1099 employees as well. So we could help you with that. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WJ.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We got Ruth, Pam, and Ed calling in. What calls are you getting now with the weather going from super cold to just cold to having snow? We had a little bit of a warm up yesterday, then we got cold again.
We got all those weird, like crazy stuff's frozen, right? So we would get customers that are calling us saying our roof's leaking, and we're like, it's negative 12 outside. Nothing can leak in your house like that. It's not your roof. It's condensation, right? So something's happening in your attic. Let's look at it, right? You got hot air that's hitting this. It's not sealed. It's not insulated. It's hitting that cold plywood, and it's coming down, right? Yeah. It is not coming from outside.
We had that in our old house.
Yeah.
And we painted our ceiling in our garage because the painters were there.
Yep.
And then it was super cold, super whatever. Then all of a sudden, the roof started dripping.
It's dripping.
And here goes the paint, you know, the whatever hundreds of dollars they spent on the paint job, right? Completely botched.
Trashed.
I'm scraping off.
Yep.
So it's a lot of the older houses have that.
Sure. So we had a lot of those calls. And then now we're starting to get it like people are walking outside now, right? They're looking at their house. They're seeing what the winter did to it and all that. So we're getting those calls like, hey, this blew off. Mm-hmm. This doesn't seem right. We're getting the pictures like, can you tell me what this is? And is this okay? Right? Like, is this immediate? Do I need a handyman, or do I need this repaired tomorrow, or can this wait a couple weeks?
Right? It looks to us like a chimney. No,
yeah, could be a chimney top, could be a flashing, could be, you know, downspouts. Those, a lot of gutters and downspouts because of that freeze thaw, just cracked. You know, literally just cracked completely.
Really?
So that's why you need to clean your gutters before the winter so water could flow
just
through.
Just think how heavy that is with all those leaves in there and all that water.
Yeah. So we get those calls, right? People start looking at their stuff, which is fun. Yeah, I like it.
312-981-7200. Let's get to some calls here. We got Pam in Grays Lake. Pam, you got a question for David Schluter.
Yes. My husband is a retired attorney, and we have one son. He's 43, and my husband says that when we pass away, he'll just get everything because we just have one kid. So I don't. We need a will or something, right? Don't we need a will or a trust or something?
If you roll the dice and do nothing, what county do you live in?
Lake County?
Yeah. If you roll the dice, your son will have to go up to County Street up in Waukegan and have a judge give him the house, and it'll cost thousands of dollars. Because, yes, he's right. Your retired attorney husband is right. When there's one heir, which is your son, by law he would own it the moment when both of you are gone. But it's expensive because there is nothing that you could do things ahead of time to maybe not go to any lawyers or any judges. And that's called a personal trust that says we own it. The survivor between us owns it. But Johnny gets it upon our death, or what's called a transfer on death, where you do a recording of a document that says we own it, the survivor between us owns it, and Johnny gets it after the funeral. Those will skip the court case. So whatever you're going to spend is about one-tenth of what it'll cost your son.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I figured something needed to be done, but okay.
Yeah, he would get it. He would get it no matter what. That's because many people have no papers. So because there's so many people that don't have papers, yes, he would not lose the house to the state or whatever. But the issue is that he would have to pay a lot to get it. He'd have to open a court case called probate.
So call you to open up a trust.
Yeah, we'll handle it, sure.
All right, Pam, you good?
Yep, I'm good. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thanks for listening. Hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice. Ed in Chicago, how can we help you?
Hi, David, I have a question for you. A couple weeks ago, you had mentioned, I'm 80 years old, my house is paid for, but you said about getting a HELOC.
Yeah.
And to kind of prevent, from problem. Now, Monday I got a letter from Blue Cross Blue Shield, as well as my wife, that their computer has been compromised. So is this something I should proceed to do?
To take out a HELOC because Blue Cross Blue Shield got hacked?
Yes.
Well, you should take out a HELOC. How much is your home worth, Ed?
I would say $350,000, maybe more.
You own it free and clear?
Free and clear.
All right. And you have income coming in, and your credit's good, and your wife's credit's good?
Yes.
You should have a $280,000 home equity line of credit because you can. The security breach with Blue Cross Blue Shield is not going to impact your title of your home. Steve, would you agree with that?
Yeah, correct. They could eventually get a money judgment of some kind, but that's years out.
I wouldn't worry about the Blue Cross Blue Shield. You got great insurance, by the way. I'm jealous. But I would go get a line of credit against your house just to have it, because you can. You put a lien against your house and stop scumbag attorneys. None on this radio show right now. P&I attorneys, ambulance chasing attorneys, from coming after you if somebody falls or slips or gets hurt on your property.
And this is something that you handle?
This is something I could refer you to my fine folks at Consumer Credit Union. They changed their name this month from KCTCU to from King County Teachers Credit Union to Consumers. They were acquired last year, and finally everything is melding together. So yes, I could introduce you to them, Ed. Are you good with email, Ed?
Yes.
If you just send me an email, david@5six david.com, and I'll get you an email out with some questions we need, and I'll introduce you to the folks at Consumers, and they'll take care of you.
Okay, that was David5.
No, David, my first name, like King David.
Okay.
Or David and Goliath. DAVID, the @, the number 6, david.com. david@5six david.com.
Gotcha. Okay, will do. Thank you for your time.
All right, buddy. Thank you. And hold on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product if you didn't get one prior to that. 312-981 from the previous call. 312-981-7200. Mary from Chicago, how can we help you?
Yes, I was just wondering what your opinion is on a 27-year-old, my son, buying a condo in Chicago versus anything else. Do you think that's a good investment? he was looking at definitely low HOAs, but what do you think about that?
I think if your son is buying in a good area and the condo market prices are fluid right now, and the mortgage payment is similar to what he would pay in rent, and he could get tax advantages and potential increase in value through appreciation, might be a good idea. Jeremy?
Mary, Dave is not a realtor of any kind. So is your son working with a professional realtor?
No.
Okay.
Not right now.
Step one.
Wait, okay. So that is step one, right?
Well, because, actually, step one is to get pre-approved.
Oh, thank you. You're right. Thank you, Dave. Yeah. So if he's not pre-approved, that would be step one, because then he at least has a budget, right? And then step two is a certified professional realtor that is in the area that that can pull comps, that can show you values, that can show you what all that HOA is. There's specific condo things, specific type loans and things like that. Yeah, there's a bunch of stuff.
I would say this. 27, if your son is ready to own a piece of property and be part of home ownership, the 62.34% of Americans that own home, it's great. I think it's a good time to get involved if he's got a good job and he's got good reserves and he's got good assets, you know, something to put down and having in the bank for an emergency. If not, then that's why the other 35, 6, or 7%, whatever the number is, that's why we have rental units. And there's nothing wrong with that at all.
I mean, we all can agree that the housing market is still high in our area.
It's fluid in the Midwest. Yes. Fluid market.
Okay,
fluid
so market. It might be coming down, question mark. But,
eventually, things calm down.
And are there still a lot of advantages for first home?
Or there are first-time home buyer benefits if your son makes less than a certain income. I think it's up to like $116,000 now. I'll get that number for you. It adjusted at the beginning of this year, so I'll get that before the next break from one of my guys. There are advantages. You could get in if he is under the average median income. He could get in and not get loan level price adjusters for buying a condo with less than 25% down. That's saves him a ton of money and gets him a low rate.
Okay. Do you do that?
Yes, ma'am. We do that. I did say doo-doo on the radio. So, but I could follow up. We got to hit a break here at the quarter hour, Mary. Can I call you during the top of the hour, get more information? We can go a little deeper?
Yes.
Okay.
Can we make an appointment? I'm running out right now, but I'd love to talk to
you
about that.
Sure. Yeah. Where are you going?
A shower.
Shower?
Shower.
Doesn't sound like you're really interested in the shower.
Baby or wedding?
Wedding. Wedding. But I don't think people should have showers in the middle of the day on a Saturday.
I think that's rude.
Yeah.
Maybe like a Tuesday night or something.
I was trying to figure out, Mary, what day? Tuesday night?
Yeah, what day would you prefer to have a shower, Mary?
Tuesday at like
5:45.
Did you tell the bride that?
Yeah.
Like, hey, I'm a little offended that you're eating up my whole day with your shower.
Is she a bridezilla?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Are you getting invited to this wedding at least?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But I'm not going to go because it's a destination wedding.
Okay, got it.
Is this a family member? I mean, let's dive a little deeper.
No. Not friends, even family member.
Friends?
Okay. Friends. Maybe not even great friends, right?
Well, just after this call, I'm pretty sure probably. Yeah, maybe not.
Mary, you know you're on live radio, right?
So, Mary, hold on. I'm getting some valuable information. So, Mary, is this shower gift you're done then? Or do you have to give a gift as well because you're not going to?
That's a good question.
What are the requirements?
No, you have to give a gift. You have to give a gift too.
Yep. Oh, wow. Really? Even if you're not going, you give a gift for the wedding and for the wedding shower?
Depends.
You could give them lingerie. A lot of people are stealing it from houses. So.
I know.
Unbelievable. This wedding's costing you a lot of money and inconvenience.
I want to know, so where are you driving to? So anybody listening that you could say hi to, you know, to see if anybody else listened to the show at the shower, on the way to the shower?
I think I need to hang up.
Okay, darn it. All right.
Hang up. You're missing. I almost had it.
Yeah, maybe.
All right, hang on, Mary. I'll text. Is this your cell phone number that you called in on?
Yes.
All right, I'll text you and we'll set up a time to talk with your son. You've been great.
Smart.
I'll tell you what, she's very smart.
She's very smart.
All right, we're going to send her two. We got a lot of information out of that.
Yes, we
do. All right, Neil, make sure that Mary gets two Mr. Floor Cleaning Pods. 312-981.
She could give one for the wedding shower.
She could pay the, for the wedding shower.
I was just about to say really, it. You beat me.
That's genius.
I'm sorry, right? Yeah. Like, there you go. It's built in, and it's thoughtful, and it takes care of your home.
It's useful.
It's very useful.
Practical.
Super practical.
It's the asphalt cleaner.
Yes,
it's perfect.
It's phenomenal.
You just
Mary, you're welcome.
Yeah, you're welcome. You got this, Mary.
312-981.
We're caring for you.
I don't know what that laugh was. That came out of my mouth.
That was good.
312-981-72. It might be the gastro stuff coming up. 312-981. Oh, gosh.
Good.
We got to go to break. 312-981-7200. That's the Mega Pros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WG.
Let's review. You're assuming I don't have delicate silk things that I'm,
you have
that
holes
I wear.
In your underwear.
That's disgusting.
Here's the deal about men's underpants. Okay. You don't need to understand. I started seeing things disappear, so I started doing my own laundry. I'm like, what's up?
She's throwing your underwear with holes away because it's embarrassing. Like, if, when you bend over.
Don't do that.
I don't bend.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's my Northbrook Village president slogan. I don't bend.
I don't bend.
All right. 312-981.
I like that. Slogan.
I don't bend.
I would vote for you on that platform.
312. Well, you got to go a little deeper.
Sure.
312-981-7200. So I'm standing here, as you all see, minding my own business.
Clearly.
I get a text
from
the great Steve Bertrand.
Okay.
Oh, a legend.
Like that.
The legend.
Yeah.
Sitting at a pool in El Salvador.
Oof.
Not El Salvador, Illinois, down in southern Illinois. The El Salvador.
Sure.
Okay?
Yeah.
After our eye clinic, and one of our group, a guy by the name of Mark, is listening to you on his phone.
So he has
I've got three initials, WT, and you could figure out
of course.
The last one.
Fill it in.
And I said, that's awesome. Kind of a big deal.
Clearly.
You just didn't realize how big of a deal I am while you were at WGN. Now that he's getting out into the public.
Sure.
He's kind of seeing.
Uh-huh. Because you're a man of the people.
Kind of a man of the people.
It makes sense.
So there. Tell Mark, hold on for a shout out. So Mark, you can stop holding. There's your shout out.
Thanks,
and it's
Mark.
Going through Starlink.
Thanks, Mark.
El Salvador.
I know, but it's going up in the air. And
how
then
cool is that?
That's pretty cool.
All right.
That's pretty cool.
We had one from one of our, I think, Marines when your dad was on the show that was listening when he was deployed, which was kind of cool.
Very that's cool.
In a forward operating base. Yeah. That just tells you how bored they are. 312. Yes, Steve Bertrand, why don't you give your party down there some activities to do so they don't have to listen to my show on a Saturday? 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Tom, you got a question for Tim Stearns.
Yeah, hi, guys. I got a question about the whole fiduciary thing you guys were talking about a little while ago. I want to start off, like, for example, Lou, he advertises for a company, and he says something about how this is a family-owned company, and then he says, quite frankly, a lot of companies stretch the truth. I'm wondering, like, with looking for a fiduciary, like, there's so many different words. Like, there's a money manager, advisor, financial advisor, and then there's CFP. How does somebody really know? Because, you know, people will kind of play games with you nowadays. You don't know if they're blowing smoke up, you know. So how do you really know if somebody's really, and what questions should you look for or red flags to look for when dealing with somebody like that, that would set up a flag that maybe they're not really interested in your own interest?
I would look for full disclosure of what it's going to take to do business with them, meaning what is it going to cost me to even do a consultation, which we do not charge for, and then we lay it out for our clients, and our clients actually sign paperwork that shows what they're compensating us with. And there's no other, you know, we're full disclosure. A lot of these companies hide things. So to your point, I would ask if they're a certified financial planner, which I have been for 24 years, you know, and if they're a fiduciary, that's certified financial planner is the same thing.
Oh, they're synonymous?
Yes.
Okay, got it.
Absolutely.
Got it.
And I've been one since 1994.
That answer your question? Tom, are you calling for yourself, for a family member, for a business that you work for or run?
No, I'm still looking for my first condo. I'm 72, actually. So I like that first question. So I've heard that word in the news a lot lately because it seems like the world's not as honest as it was maybe at one time, and you don't know what to look for because the average person doesn't really know when they're being snowed about money, like myself, you know.
Yeah.
The average person doesn't know, so I'm just kind of curious because...
So our clients can actually go on our website and then they are they can run a report to show what we're what they're paying us.
Wow, that's okay. Cool.
So one flag might be if they charge for initial consultation, that would be a big red flag.
I would agree. I mean, there's people who come to see us that we can't help, but I'll refer them to someone. You know, if they need, we had someone come in with credit cards and they wanted to some help, and we point them in the right direction. But you know, with us again, we are going to help anybody who's nice. That's kind of our mantra.
Tim, to Tom's question.
Wow, I'm so confused.
I know. There you
to
go.
Me, David.
Sure. Are there any other red flags to look for? The fee makes sense, but like any other things that the average listener or consumer can tell, like, yeah, you're probably not in my best interest.
So a lot of times we'll tell them, you know, you can. Would you like to talk to someone that we've worked with, and as a reference, like just to say, hey, you know, this guy had the same situation. Did he help you? How did he help you? And that type of thing.
Yeah. Hey, Tom, you're 72. How much longer are you going to wait to, you know, how much more research are you doing?
I'll be honest with you. I'll be honest with you, guy. I didn't think I was going to be alive at this age.
Right.
Wow. Okay.
No, seriously. I went through some pretty bad stuff years ago. I work on my own. I used to work in the health field, fitness field, and now I'm using my own knowledge to take care of me before it's too
good
late.
Good for you.
Nice, Tom.
That's great. Good for you, Tom. Hold on. Dave's got a quick question. 10 seconds before the
break. Tom, while you're seeing all those ads, and Tim would just tell me, don't get in my lane, but here's the thing. I thought about the same thing every time I saw the commercials. There was a basic movement to have people like Tim raise their hand and say, I solemnly swear to always do what's best for the customer, not me, because there were so many that were 50-50 or it doesn't matter, just get their money. So this fiduciary thing reinvigorated their loyalty, like I had to say when I got a law license, I will protect the Constitution and things like that. So they are now on a higher level of thinking of you first instead of their profit.
Agreed.
And some people, even though they raise their hand, are still scumbags and will drill you.
Yeah, Ponzi scheme, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
All right, phone number, Tim, if Tom wants to get a hold of you.
All right, Tom. 1-800-640-2256. That's 1-800-640-2256.
All right, hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product, Tom. Glad you overcame your health challenges. That is awesome.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. That is most health is number one, family is number two. Or maybe 1A and 1B.
Mm, oh, yeah.
Or maybe both 1A.
Can't do both can't at the same time.
That's rough.
You are an excellent multitasker.
Yeah, that's what Tim just said.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Amazing.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Man of the people. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Bertrand is now leading a line dance. I told him to get up and start doing, which he's huge. Latin line dances. He's got great hips. Nice.
We need video.
No, we don't. 312-9. We would prefer no video be taken. And if there is, burn the phone. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call. Take some photo line. This is Home to Home Chicago on 720 WGN. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Sun. Yeah, sun goes up and down.
The Dave. Sun is outside.
And that red light means we have a live radio show.
And even if you can't see the sun, Dave, the sun's above the clouds.
Or the red light, that means we're live.
Just, you know?
Yeah, live radio
and
show,
that is
red
a
light.
Blue sky, and that is water, Dave. Okay,
red focus.
Those are buildings.
All right, get the Ritalin. Red light means we're on
there's
the
a red light, Dave.
This portion of the show is sponsored by the fine people at... Consumer Credit Union.
Oh, wonderful.
Auto rates.
Do we get to hear the rates?
As low as 3.99%.
Wow.
Give them a call.
That's good.
I got my daughter's car loan through them. Used car loan. Fantastic rate. They did a great job. Might even call them up to see if I get a lower rate. Now that rates have dropped a little bit.
Oh, you can do that?
You can do that. You could refinance a used car.
You could.
Yes, you can.
Huh.
Uh-huh.
Hey, listeners, just in case you didn't know, if you have a high car loan payment... Consumers has a 3.99, and you
as
could,
low as 3.99.
Oh,
you have to qualify.
Yep.
Take it easy.
Okay.
Chicago, hello.
But got no, it. but if you've got some of our listeners got car loans that had crappy credit or were credit challenged and they're double digits, drop a couple of points on a car loan, saves you a ton of money.
So credit's better now, and there's better rates.
There's better rates.
That's right. Really,
you have to be a member at Consumers, right?
I can't remember. You have to come in through us.
Yeah.
Right. If they're not in the service area, we referred you in.
Got it.
Have an agreement with affiliated business agreement.
Well, you're a man of the people.
Goes without saying.
Yeah.
Thank you to 773. You see this?
Which one?
Right, the second one. David, love you. Love your show.
Of course. Yeah.
Listening from where?
New Zealand.
Auckland.
Auckland, New Zealand. That's so cool.
Getting ready to tour the city highlights. Yes, you're a big deal, loyal listener. We do listen while traveling.
Wow.
Kind of trumps the guy in El Salvador. Right.
Well.
Salvador. I got a guy in Auckland, New Zealand.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so take that, Mark in El Salvador. Sure. All right, but we appreciate Mark.
Yeah, thank you.
312-981-7200. And HELOC rates as low if you qualify, prime minus two for the first year. Just want to let you know, my best friend in the whole world, Jeff Hamilton, took out a HELOC. He now bought an investment property down in Florida, and he's using the HELOC for the down payment for the investment property in Florida, which he wouldn't have been able to do if he didn't take my advice and take out a HELOC at then Kane County Teachers Credit Union, now Consumers Credit Union.
I bet you that covers his investment property costs, too.
It could. Well, he wants to go buy another one, so it gets him in the door.
Yeah.
Otherwise, he wouldn't have had the downstroke to buy the investment
property. Or he's pulling out of something and having to pay
a
rate.
He's not pulling out of anything.
Yeah, yeah, well, that's amazing.
Taxes. Right?
Yeah, taxes.
And he's only paying interest if he wants to.
Sure. Well,
that's the best HELOC, right?
Well, right.
Only paying on the interest if he wants to.
Right. Well, he has to pay a minimum.
That's what makes the cash flow work.
He's got to make at least the minimum interest-only payment.
Right.
And he's now at 4.75%, because prime's at 6.75% interest. It's cheaper than any money he could borrow
anywhere.
Point.
Yeah.
Okay. His best friend got him a pretty damn
good rate. What a nice best friend you are.
I remind him that
man
all the time.
Of the people and best friends.
He's got a good have friend. Amazing.
You
business.
Should run for village president.
Well, I should.
Yeah. Look out, Northbrook. Watch
out. I'm considering it. It's under consideration.
Of course.
312-981-7200. Mark in Oak Lawn. Question for Kelly.
Hey, Kelly. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Kelly, I need your help. The carpeting in my house has got to go. Living room is 22 by 18.
Okay.
There's a hardwood floor underneath that was put in the house when it was built in 1960. Who's going to come in for me and rip up that carpeting and clean the floor? But I don't want to go with any kind of not abrasive, but smelly formula to bring the floor back to pristine condition. I just want to have the floor cleaned and get a big area rug and go from there.
Kelly?
So if you're ripping up the carpet and wanting to, I guess, preserve and clean the floor underneath, it depends what kind of condition it's in, because I don't know if you need more of a restorative refinishing. If
like
that's
Mr. Floor? Yeah,
that's what I'm wondering. So,
Mark, do you have any idea? Can you lift up a section of the carpet somewhere? Because it's going to go anyway, and look at the floor to see how good it looks?
I've got a note from 10 years ago when the carpeting was put in that says, hey, the floor looks really good except for one bad spot near the stairs.
That's the spot you put a rug over. Right?
So yeah, so, I mean,
would your team pull the carpeting and haul away the carpeting and then clean the floor?
No, we would just do the cleaning.
Dave's saying they could. Why not, right?
Dad's saying we could. I don't know.
Yeah,
so.
Mark, I'm thinking they could, right? It's one-stop shopping.
Why don't you reach out to us, call us 630-990-8600, and we can maybe talk more details and to figure out, I guess, what the floor looks like underneath, if it's something that we think a good cleaning will do or if it needs to go a step further.
To Mr. Floor,
yeah,
right?
Get a
refinish.
Right.
Yeah, we still have pros that if you guys... If you pull the carpet and see it and you're like, oh, whoa, this is not good,
just
pay us for this part and we're out of here.
We have lots of contacts here. We can definitely shift you in the right direction if it's not 100% us.
And Oak Lawn is in your service area.
Oh, yeah. We're in Bridgeview. We're right next door.
All right. So, Mark, hang on, brother. We're going to put you on hold.
Get your Mr. Floor hardwood floor cleaning product, right?
To prepare.
To prepare.
Get it ready.
Yeah.
312-981-7200. Mark, Mary in Montgomery. How are you, Mary?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. You have a question for David Schluter.
Yes. My parents took out a trust in like the early 2000s. Mom dies, it goes to dad. Dad dies, it goes to mom. My dad passed away, so everything goes to her. And in the original trust, when they're both gone, my sister and I split it equally. So do we need to redo that trust since he's gone now, or because the process and the outcome is the same, is that old trust still in effect?
Hopefully your attorney who did the trust did the rest of the work that a lot of attorneys don't do, which was to put the deed into that trust. And if you call me on Monday, I can find out that happened, unless you see it in their trust folder called recorded deed in trust. If you think that's the case or the tax bill says trust, you don't need to do anything because the second paragraph says the survivor between us shall own it. And so, no, you can leave it alone. You know, mom can still sell it, but if she doesn't and she goes to heaven, then you guys will own it without court. You'll own it 50-50, no lawyers. You can call a realtor and get it sold, or you can hang on to it. If they leave you any cash, you can even buy each other out if one of you wants to keep the home because one of you already owns half the house. So hypothetically, if it's $400,000, you wouldn't need to pay your sister $400,000. You'd only have to pay her $200,000 because you already own half. That blows a lot of people's mind. They think they got to go get a mortgage for $400,000. They already own half the property, your sister. So you'll be fine. But do me a favor and take a look in that trust folder if you see the phrase deed in trust. And if you can't find it, you can call me and I'll get on the county website and make sure the lawyer did that for your family. Otherwise, it doesn't work. Even though it's typed in the trust, if they never did the deed, it's messed up.
All right, Mary.
Yeah, and everything else that they didn't feed the trust appropriately because they were old and didn't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
But there's checking, savings, mm-hmm. all of their stocks are all POD.
Good, that's so perfect. Then that's ace in the hole. Okay. So all you got to worry about is the real estate. And if you want to call me on Monday, anytime after 8 a.m., I can pull the deed and see if the other lawyer did that for your folks. Because if you wait, it's too late. You can't run back and do it after. You'd still get the property, okay. but you'd be inheriting it instead of just getting it through the trust.
Is there a lot of money in the stocks and bonds, Mary?
Not really, not that much anymore because we're keeping her in the house.
Okay.
And sometimes, you know, with paying caregivers.
It's expensive.
May, Yeah,
Mary.
Yeah.
They're not looking to. Your mom's not looking to alter the trust to say, "Hey, we're going to change."
No.
Okay, got it. Yep.
No. All right.
We just want to make sure that it's going to flow smoothly. She's 94.
Sure. God bless her.
Totally.
Yeah. Let's
sense.
Tie up that deed issue. You got a pen, or you can just call back to the producers, yeah. or they can yeah. give it to you. Yeah. 630-285-5300. Say you were from the show and you wanted me to check out the deed.
Okay, thank you very much. And the sun is out. I'm in Lyle, and it is sunny and blue skies.
Yes, it is.
Well,
I love
thanks
it.
Thanks for that update.
I'm paying you, for man. That one. Thanks, yeah. dear.
312-981-7200, okay. where it's, we're looking for sun updates throughout the Chicagoland area. Mary, you're awesome. Thanks for listening. Hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. Mary's, that was very
She's very good. Observant.
Very observant.
You're going to do the deed with her, Dave. Oh.
Okay, that's yeah. bad. That's
welcome
right,
to
Tim. Tim will be the closing
no
act.
Tim had a straight face while he said yeah, that. I just want to point that out. I think he's genuinely concerned that the deed is going to be taken care of.
He'll be going to weather and traffic and sports.
You know, need to have four drinks by the time Tim comes on stage. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Super Chicago on 720 WGM. I heard that there are pictures of my colon in urologists' offices. No, that would be a proctologist.
Yeah.
In they use pictures of my colon for training purposes.
As an example of
yes.
cleanliness?
How beautifully clean it is.
Looks like chicken.
Yep. 312. Okay, Dave, that...
what?
That's what my guy said. If it looks like chicken, you're good to go.
All right. Yeah, you should go to a different doctor.
I feel like that's like you ate something the wrong way or something. But
there's
okay.
a guy,
definitely not a doctor.
Might want to get a second opinion.
You're an attorney,
that.
Right? Just wanted to confirm that.
Okay. Yeah, well, I play one on television, too.
Yeah. I play one on television.
Thank you, Tinley Park. Sky is out.
Yeah, thank you.
Sun is also in the sky, not a cloud in the sky in Tinley Park.
Thank Sun's you. Out.
Sun's 312-981-7200. Tim Stearns wants to bless us with a joke. Tim?
Yeah. Well, you have your Lydia, the Green Bay Packer fan lady, who stalks you.
Yep.
So my brother is a Packer fan. He's kind of special, so we put him in certain spots.
Room, right? We understand.
But anyways, he told me this one. Did you guys hear about the guy who invented the wind chill? He died. And he died at age 98, but he thought he was about 85.
Nice. I like that one.
It's very clean. Kelly, very you can clean. Tell it to your kids.
It's very clean.
You're
well,
welcome.
Death. I usually don't want to bring up death to my kids. I mean, it is a reality, but I just, it's kind of like one of those things.
Kelly,
like,
tell them, right before they go to sleep.
Yeah, be sure. Like, there's this guy. Yeah. He died, but he thought he was younger.
Yeah.
It'll make sense to you because you know what a windshield is, right, guys?
Yeah. My mom used to call it the windshield when I was little. So we had to.
Well, that explains a lot.
Wow.
Okay,
Now
we really know why.
We got some callers. On that note, we got some callers.
Why you are the way you are.
Which caller are you going to take?
Let's take the guy buying and it's got a son. Mike in Des Plaines. How are you?
Hi. How's everybody doing?
Good, man. Where in Des Plaines are you? By Golf Mill? Or are you more towards the casino?
No, I'm more towards the casino.
Nice. Got it.
Tuyen River.
Nice. Downtown, downtown Des Plaines, to where the tough people live.
Sure.
What's going on, Mike?
A little bit south of downtown, yeah.
I know where you're at.
Sorry, a little nervous.
Oh, no, no need, buddy. It's all good.
Actually, I got a question for both Daves, but this one's for David Hochberg.
Okay.
I know that, I just heard you earlier at the beginning of the show talking about that you were with Lower.
Yeah, I was.
So my son is looking for a house in Indiana, right on the border of Munster.
Yeah, know it well.
So he's looking, he was looking at doing the mortgage, doing a first-time buyer mortgage versus doing a conventional. Now, he does have the money to the 20% to put down on the house, but he was, I don't know if it was from Lower, but I think it was from somebody else, that he was told that if he does the first-time buyer, he could, right after he gets the first loan mortgage, the mortgage payment.
Oh, man, he dropped off. Okay,
Let's guess.
I don't know. There could have been...
So FHA, is that kind of what he's
talking
about?
Well, I'll just do macro answer to his big question here, right? Okay. First-time home buyers, if you have good credit and you're under the average median income, which I'm still waiting for my guys to get back to me, it tells you how much they respect text from me on Saturdays, to get back to me about what income is. But if I think it's 116, 120, something like that, you get a first-time home buyer special. That means there's no loan level price adjusters, which means somebody with a 620 or 630 credit score is going to get the same rate as somebody with a 720 credit score, which typically wouldn't happen. If you're buying in a condo, you typically get hit. You will get hit if you don't put down 25% down on a conventional loan. That gets waived if you are under the average median income first-time home buyer. What's a first-time home buyer? Somebody who hasn't purchased a home within the past 3 years or owned a home in the past 3 years. So your name can't be on the deed of a property for the past 3 years. That's the definition. Not my definition, that's the government's definition. So if you are able to buy a home with a first-time home buyer because you're under the average median income for that, there's really no reason to do anything unless rates drop exponentially and we could refinance you, because you're getting a huge benefit when you buy the home because there aren't any loan level price adjusters. So you're going to get a super low rate, probably in the high fives, low sixes.
There is PMA though, right?
There is PMI.
PMI, thank
right.
you.
But
PMI.
If you have
PMA
to be very
is
special.
PMA mental attitude. Right. Sorry. Everybody has stuck in my brain.
Everybody gets PMA when they do a loan
of course
with Team Hochberg.
Only when the sun's out.
Yeah. Only when the sun's out over here, Mr. He's on a roll.
Okay. Does it make sense? What's the meat and potatoes? Does it make sense for first-time home buyers to go with that type of product versus going with a traditional?
Well, no, it makes sense to go with the 20% down. I wouldn't put down 20%.
Okay. That's crazy, right?
It's not crazy.
Okay.
You know, listen, we can run the numbers. Here's what it's going to cost you if you put down 5, 10, 15,
Got
20.
It.
Okay. And is it worth it for you to save X number of dollars a month or pay an extra X number of dollars a month out of the money that you have in your checking account that is there for an emergency fund? That is up to you as a buyer. That is up to you as a borrower with your family. If you're single, with your family, if it's your first time to make that decision, or you alone to make that decision, or between you and your loved ones who's ever buying a home, is it better for you to liquidate 20% for a 20% down payment? I will tell you this.
Please tell me this, sir.
You've got listeners right now that are buying a $400,000 home that have $80,000 for a down payment because they hate PMI.
Yeah.
But they're running with $40,000 worth of credit card debt.
Oh, no.
I will tell you right now.
Let's not do that.
That $40,000 worth of credit card debt is most likely costing you between $800 and $1,600 a month.
Yeah. Preach, brother.
And is crushing your credit scores.
And you're lighting money on fire because there's going to be an interest.
100%. Right.
Wow.
So you would be much better off taking 40 out of the 80 in this example.
Yep.
Tim Stearns, correct me if I'm wrong, financial guru over there.
Yeah.
Okay. Using the 40 to pay off and extinguish your $40,000 with credit card debt, which would save you between $800 and $1,600, because that $40,000 worth of a mortgage payment is only about $320 to $400 a month.
And increases your credit score.
And it jumps your credit score up.
Wow.
And, yeah, you got PMI. So Mike came back. We got to get the – we kind of – hey, Mike, quick, what was the other part of that before you got dumped, before you went through the bad sell?
Well, my – the thing was is that what was it that he could do, because what he's looking at is, you know, doing the first-time buyer,
yeah,
but then after the first mortgage payment, dropping like $60,000.
Okay, so that's a recast, okay? That's called a recast, right? So you have to wait typically 90 days with the current servicer before you could recast, and some servicers have a limit how much you could pay down the mortgage when you recast it. So it is definitely an opportunity, but it's not after the first payment, and you would typically want to contact the servicer to, because his payment's going to stay the same. He might drop the PMI, but the amortization's not going to change because it's based upon the beginning amortization. So I think your son, as a first-time home buyer, is reading too many things online and talking to too many people that he shouldn't be talking to.
It sounds,
and he should be talking to me, somebody that I'm from Des Plaines. I grew up by Gulf Mill and went to Maine East. He probably went to Maine West if you live over there. And I'd love to have the opportunity to talk to him before he makes a huge mistake and blows his money. Okay, Mike?
Very good.
All right, hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning. I'll take care of your son, Mike. All right, brother?
Quick question for the other David.
Which one?
Schroeder.
All right, go.
Schroeder.
That's your new last name.
Schroeder.
But it's tough.
You got it.
Schroeder.
You got it. Go ahead, Mike.
Living will. Trust. Living trust or will?
Living trust all day. A will has to go to court. You can call me anytime.
Okay.
That was easy.
The house that he's looking at right now has a living trust on it. Is that going to be a problem?
No, all they're going to do is sign the word trustee under the signatures. Mr. and Mrs. Smith as trustees. No risk whatsoever for your kid.
Okay.
Dave, how much better do you feel? Mike, how much better do you feel after these two phone calls into this great show?
A lot better.
All right, good.
A lot better.
You can
feel. I'm going to have them contact you, David.
Awesome. Yeah. Both Davids. All right, we'll take care of you, buddy. We'll get you a Mr. Floyd cleaning product of your choice. We've got to hit a break here. 312-981-7200. All right, we got Karen and Addison. We got Dave in Chicago. We got Donnie and Mokina. We're going to come back with all your questions after these messages. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Chicago on 720 WGIP.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. This is a shout out to, I think, Mike or Mark on the Bertrand trip.
Oh, yeah, Mark.
Mark?
Yeah,
it was I think Mark. He's got to tell Bertrand, we got Auckland, New Zealand. Okay, so yeah. that's
challenge
pretty far.
Accepted. That is, well, pretty far.
Well, there's Australia's underneath it.
Yeah.
Okay, so, right? It's got New Zealand.
I'm never good at this.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely. It's.
Yeah, so I think Bertrand's got to find some people that need some eye care down in Australia.
So we need someone listening in Australia to text in.
Challenge. Okay. Yeah.
I mean, like it.
New Zealand's pretty far.
Super.
Super far.
Yeah, that's like it's pretty almost impressive. A plane ride.
It's almost like the South Pole to me. 312-981-7200.
It's far.
It's close.
Yeah.
312. It's like going to Carbondale. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Dave in Chicago, retired police officer. We got the Vestathon coming up on the 21st of February.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Great.
It's good.
How can we help you, bud?
I have a question. I was trying to get a home equity loan.
Yep.
And I was turned down by one bank.
Why?
Because they said that in my it didn't show that I made enough, you know, money.
Hmm.
And I have two income producing properties. One is a 5-unit, the other one's a 4-unit.
Yep.
And they told me, well, according to your taxes, you know, anyways, you know, I work with my accountant. You know, he makes sure I don't pay taxes, if you know what I mean.
Right.
Anyways, and so damn you're damned if you try to go get a loan. And I went to other places, other banks. I went to three different banks, and they said, no, because we don't deal with houses that are in a trust. I go, do you know why I have my house in the trust? They go, well, you know, it doesn't matter. But and then I went to my FOP, the union, you know, that has a bank.
Yeah.
And they also told me, no, if your house is in the trust, we don't deal with that.
What type of trust is it in? What type of trust is it in?
It's a land trust.
Okay, land trust. Okay, hold, Dave. Land trusts are a special animal, okay? They are very, very... Dave, why are land trusts such a pain in the rear end to get...
Yeah, the banks freak out because they think you're going to hide behind land trust number 17280 where you pay $100 a year. If you go to... And you might have done that for creditor protection or somebody just did that.
Protection.
Yeah, yeah, if you did that, yeah. So what the bottom line is, what they typically do to people is they make them open them up, the trust.
Take it out of trust.
And then they say they put it back. And then they do that all the time. And the banks make money on it, but the one thing they promise you, what they don't think they could really enforce, is they say the lender won't mind if you take it out and put it back. But if the bank gets sold or something funky like that, that's what you're running into. So you have to weigh.
What can Dave do?
He has to weigh the interest of having access to the equity line. And Ray, do you have a personal umbrella policy?
Who's Ray?
Dave.
It's Dave.
I don't. No.
Okay.
I mean, the reason I have it, when I was in the academy, I remember they taught it.
Right.
When I was in the academy back in 18 so-and-so, they told us, get all property off of your name.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you. But right now, you're now retired. So if you were to get a personal umbrella policy, $1 million, $2 million, or whatever, your normal activities, going to Mariano's, going to Tollway, driving around, versus when you were a cop... probably you're not going to cause somebody a liability more than your personal umbrella. So it could be time to take maybe one out of the land trust and see if they buy that, and then, you know, hope that your income is okay. And, you know, it does. You could continue to shop. I think you should still call David's people, the Consumer Credit Union. He could maybe put in a word for you,
Dave, would you
tell
be willing,
your situation. Yeah.
Hang on. Dave, would you be willing to take your home out of trust to get the HELOC and then put it back into the land trust after the HELOC's acquired?
I've never heard of that. I have the two buildings, but each building is in a different land.
Right.
Dave, focus here. On your primary residence, or we're taking the would be taking the HELOC out of. You have a primary residence?
Yeah, it's a four-unit.
Okay, you live in a four-unit primary residence. Would you be willing to take that four-unit primary residence that you live out of the land trust, get a HELOC, and then put it back in a land trust if the lender allows that?
Yeah, I'd be willing to do it. And how much you think they'll charge for all that stuff?
I don't know. How much?
Well, they're going to charge you for the trustee's deed to you and your wife out of the trust, but you're not going to close the trust. On the form that you request the trustee's deed on, shall we keep the trust open?
Yeah, a couple hundred bucks. But you could keep it open.
You could keep it open while it sits outside the trust.
Yeah, how much do you want the HELOC? Hey, I got a more important question. Dave, earlier we were talking about speeding limits, like speed limits. How do you feel about speed limits? Yeah. Are they optional? Do we got to follow them 100%? Where are you at with that, being a cop?
Well, if you're going to speed, make sure you do it when it's like 0 degrees, because I know I would have never
stopped. Thank you. All right, so when it's real cold outside, that's the time to speed.
Hold on. Okay, the real question is, Dave, how do you feel as a retired cop as opposed to an unretired cop?
Well, given today what's going on, I'm glad I'm gone. I know you guys have recommended a place, some teachers union.
Yeah, I'll take care of you. It's Consumers Credit Union, Dave. I'll make the connection for you on Monday. Neil will get your information. I'll take care of you, okay?
All right, guys. You guys have a great show. I always listen to you.
Thanks, buddy.
Well, we appreciate you and your service in the fire department. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Wow, that kind of went off the rails quick. All right. He didn't mean slap. It was just a little. It was just a little pat on the back for encouragement. 312-981-7200. Don and Mokina, you got a question for Kelly?
Yes, I do, Jay. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
The question for Mary, executive carpet clean. My carpet will be turning 3 years old in my home come March.
Mm-hmm. Like a birthday party? Or?
The question is, I really don't need the furniture moved because the furniture would have to be disassembled for you to clean the whole room. Jeez. And that would be totally impossible. Can I just have the traffic areas done?
Yes. Yes, it's not a problem at all. You do not have to have an empty room.
I have 5 bedrooms.
Okay. Yep, that's not a big deal.
My concern is...
Go ahead.
How would you clean them without ruining the carpet? It's only 3 years old. I spent a whole lot of money on the carpet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so for like bedrooms, usually beds, big dressers, we don't move those anyways. We'll reach under and around. We can definitely get a deep cleaning on those high traffic areas. That's where you need it. That's where the dirt is implanting the most. If you have a family room and there's a big sectional entertainment system, whatnot, we don't need to have you moving a whole bunch of furniture, and don't worry about it. It's easy. Easier than you're thinking.
Well, my question is, because the carpet is turning 3 years old in March, I don't think doesn't steam in the carpet making it wet or ruin my carpet?
No. Honestly, what we do, we use purified water. We use a product that doesn't have any soapy residues in it. You could clean your carpets every day and it would be fine. So we're not going to damage your carpet.
How messy are you, Don?
Being blind, I probably got a whole CD. My house has got me sick at all times.
Okay.
Being blind.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Do you go to Mokena?
It'll be three years in my home.
In March.
This March.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. We go to Mokena all the time. Give us a call, 630-990-8600, and we'll take care of you.
And hang on for your Mr. Flo cleaning product of your choice. We're going to jump up to Addison. Karen, question for Dave.
Yes. Thank you. So I have a family member that has asked me to become their POA and executor, and they don't have much in assets. They do own a mobile home or a trailer. So my question, which they've asked me to liquidate for them after they pass, so that I can pay for the funeral. So here's my question: if this person is behind or like not paying bills, quote unquote, are creditors able to file liens against mobile homes? He's also said, or we can add you to the trailer. And I'm like, but does that expose me? So I guess I want to find out what to do without exposing myself.
All right, Karen, hang on. We're at the quarter hour. I got to hit a break. We're going to come back with the answer to your question. Great question. Don't hang up. Dave, you got about 3 minutes to think of an answer. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. And the max local limit to not get hit with the loan level price adjusters is $117,600. So if all the listeners out there have kids that are calling in, which we appreciate, as long as the kids make or the combined income of the people on the loan is under $117,600, you get the loan level price adjusters waived, which saves you a lot of money. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Stone Soul Chicago on 720 WGN. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. You got an answer for Karen, Dave?
Yeah, hi, Karen. One thing I really appreciate you doing is they're going to give you a financial power of attorney, that's fine, but I think some of the moves you're going to make, really, they need to take the chance on it. So try to see if they are mobile enough, like to go to a currency exchange, have them be the one doing it. You would probably could get mixed up with writing creditor letters or something if you're doing it as their agent.
Oh, no. Yeah, no.
Okay.
He meaning him for him to request.
He can go to a currency exchange and he can take that title. A mobile home has a looks like a car title, and you can go to a currency exchange and he can tell you and he can add you on there. Then he would have no estate as to that property. And then if there's joint tenancy people on the other accounts, whether it's you, whatever you do, don't be you the one acting at this point. If they're healthy enough to give you power of attorney, have them run the errands to have somebody on everything. Then when Discover Card calls and says, we want $8,000, you can write back a letter. Here's a death certificate. There is no estate.
Got it. So I think what I'm hearing you say is,
what should you do real quick? Because we're running out of time.
No, listen, you want to call me Monday? Where do you live? Where do the people live? What town?
Just south of Chicago, in the south suburbs.
Yeah, that's okay. I'll take your call. The producers will give you my number. You can call me Monday after 8 a.m., and then we'll have time because we're coming up on our goodbyes for the day, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, right, good luck to you. You're a nice person.
I got to know why after 8 a.m. Do you not work before 8
a.m.? He does Pilates.
Okay. You're semi-retired? It's 8 a.m.
No, I open the office for the staff.
Oh, got it.
I have four staff, and I open the office.
He gets there at 5.
Okay.
He gets everything set up.
Okay.
And then
gets the coffee and the donuts.
He doesn't add. He does his mind meditation.
The mind meditation.
I remind you to get off the online gambling while you're while you're
home. Dave doesn't gamble. He doesn't drink. He doesn't anything. He's just client attorney. Work. He's a man of the people.
That was client attorney privilege. I guess you just broke that. 312-981-7200. You took a call at the top of the hour, at the top of at the 12 o'clock hour. Of a listener called into your office. Quickly explain what happened.
No problem. So it was a business owner that had a Cadillac 401k, I'll call it, because he was paying a lot of money for
it. Heard you mention it on the show.
Exactly. And I'm going to meet with him next week to make sure that he's not paying too much, and it sounds like he's paying a lot.
Hmm. So this is important if you have, if you're a small business owner, medium business owner, large business owner, or work in a benefits office on benefit plans for a company, sitting down with you and just having a coffee and talking about what you got, you'll even buy the coffee.
I will buy the coffee, okay. Yes. That's the least I could do. But if we meet with them, we can go through exactly what's going on, because I don't think a lot of people understand.
Right. Or realize what they have.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Phone number for our listeners who want to reach out to you.
1-800-640-2256. 1-800-640-2256.
What's your wife's name that's been texting you and correcting you the entire show?
Jen.
Jen. Okay, yes. Jen. School teacher, Jen.
Yes.
Okay.
That's school marm Jen, we call her.
There we go.
Thanks, Jen, for being a teacher.
Thanks for and for listening and for correcting your husband all show. 312-981-7200. David Schluter, if our listeners want to reach out to you. Got a lot of airtime today, Dave. My goodness gracious, I've never seen you.
I'm very grateful. Yeah. 630-285-5300. Always a free consultation. I've been doing this 40 years, and my domain is wgenattorney.com.
Kelly Mickley, big game tomorrow, Super Bowl tomorrow. Going to be lots of splashes and messes and dropped foods and crammed into crevices of beautiful couches and things spilt on couches, leather and cloth. The bat line to call is what?
Yes, give us a call at 630-990-8600 for any of your spills and furniture and floor cleaning.
Is there any reason to hold off cleaning area rugs until the spring? You guys have got ample time right now, right?
Oh, no, yeah. I mean, we're taking rugs all year, especially now. So get all the dirt and grime and mud off of them, and we'll take them in and give them a good deep cleaning.
Anything you want to tell your dad while he's here in front of him about his new motorcycle that he just put new struts on and a new wheel on?
They all worked on getting his bike nice and shiny and new, and he's riding it actually all winter. But,
how do you feel about that on these icy roads right now?
I trust him. He's taught us well, be safe, and do good.
Do you ride?
Oh, no. Okay. No. You know, my husband and my brother are along with him, but...
Yeah.
I will support them.
Yeah. I'm Jewish. My mom didn't let me ride motorcycles. It's a fact. Jeremy, MegaPros Home Improvement. I'm glad you stayed for the whole show.
On that note, not Jewish and don't own a motorcycle. Yeah. Okay, got it.
Did your mom not let you ride one?
No, I had a dirt bike.
You had a dirt bike?
Yeah. No, I did a bunch of dumb stuff when I was younger.
Yeah.
Smarter now? Question mark?
Yep. Question mark. Different definition of dumb.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, there's gray areas. There's a lot of gray areas between dumb and not so dumb.
Well, younger, the definition extends out a lot further.
That's what it is.
As you get older, you realize, that was pretty dumb.
This is just a PSA to our listeners. If you're planning a project, let's say, we'll do this in spring, or we really want to do this in summer. That's not call us at like April or May. That's like call us now, please. So as you know, there's that white stuff that's on the ground. It will thaw, and then that's not the time to say, all right, let's do your project. There's a lot of planning.
Yep.
There's permitting. There's drawings. There's material orders. There's logistics fitting you in the calendar. We have a huge backlog. As soon as this snow melts, we're doing exterior stuff. So those customers are first, which means, unfortunately, you're not. So please call us right now. Not right now. You don't have
Why not?
To.
Call right now.
Yeah, I guess you could call right now if you want to. You could text us right now if you want to. That's fine too. But please, let's plan for it. Let's not rush into it. Don't think that, hey, the summer's forever away. It's not that far away, and we really do need to plan, coordinate, schedule, and we want to make sure that your project gets started smoothly and finishes.
Because you wouldn't want to be late.
Yeah, we just, nope, not at all.
Nope.
That is the number.
That number one more time.
Sure. Why not? Yep.
Or the website.
Sure. Oh, okay. I guess that too. Sorry.
In case you didn't get the number the first time.
Oh, man. Yep, that's the number. Thanks, Dave.
Hearing that in your sleep sure. tonight.
And in case you didn't write that down.
Wow.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah. I apologize.
It's almost harassment.
I apologize to our listeners right now.
No, you're not. Okay. Team Hochberg has moved from lower to
man.
A yeah. company
thank
called.
You.
Thank you very much. Atlantic Coast Mortgage for all of our borrowers getting her solicited. And so, as Frank said, harassed, if that's Frank Wasilewski's, from the lower loyalty team, who I have no idea, didn't even know there was a lower loyalty team.
I didn't either.
Until our entire database got blown up from wow. the lower loyalty team soliciting our past borrowers. Whatever. Okay.
It doesn't come with you, so I'm not going.
That's what I'm okay. saying. Yeah. There is nobody from Team Hochberg.
I only went to lower because of you.
Hello.
Okay.
On the lower loyalty team, whatever that is.
Man of the people.
Which yeah. is a bunch of people sitting at a desk pounding lists. Mm-hmm. Had nothing to do with your original loan. Mm-hmm. So if you would like to work with the people that did your original loan and support the people that did your original loan, that probably worked really hard and invested a lot of time explaining the loan process to you to help you secure that mortgage, we would appreciate it if you called 855-56-DAVID, which is the same number. The 56David.com is still my website. So look at it like this. It's the same car, the same driver, me, same wheels. We just have a souped up engine in nice. Order to better service your mortgage needs. It's really that simple.
Oh, I like how you did that.
Yeah. We wish really the good. People at Lower very, very continued success. And we're just would like you to call us at 855-563-2843 or visit us 56David.com. Have a great weekend, everybody. Stay warm. We'll be back next weekend.
The preceding episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago was sponsored by David Hochberg and Jeremy Hogle from MegaPros Home Repair, Remodel, and Renovation Experts. The law offices of David Schluter, Certified Financial Planner Tim Stearns, and Kelly Mickley from Executive Green Carpet Cleaning. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago.